Hello, good morning, good evening, and good whatever time it is where you're listening from. You have just tuned in to the BPC, also known as the Broken Pieces Chronicles podcast, all about the BS, but there's no BS here. Just what once was broken spirits that are now whole spirits, picking up pieces and turning them to power each week. It's time to get ready, get set, and press play. So sit back, relax, and do whatever you do to unwind, because it's conversation time, people. Let's go and let's grow, because if you're going to go through it, you might as well grow through it. All right, people, welcome back. I'm back. I'm better. I got my voice back. I got a strength in me I've never had. I have a clarity to my purpose I've never had, even though I knew what I was here for. And it's truly because of today's title, The Gift of Brokenness. The gift that keeps on giving. The crazy thing is, I wanted to title it The Gift of Brokenness, the greatest gift of all, but I can't take that title away because that title is reserved for something I discuss at the end of this episode. But we're in episode 46 of 2023. What a year. This is the next to the last episode of the year. I'm excited on so many levels to get ready to go into the new year. I'm excited on so many levels that this year is finally over. But I'm excited that we are still going. I'm also excited of what we've been discussing over the last several weeks outside of, you know, last week's break to give my voice a rest. Discovery process of how ugly, the discovery process of understanding that not to settle, the discovery process of deciding in this season if you are alone, not lonely, that's a whole different thing. You alone, meaning by yourself, but you're okay with it. That was okay too. And that don't settle by putting someone there that was taking up space instead of to be the person that makes the place a home. So with that being said, I want to get into this title fast and get into it now. I'm hoping to be a typical, 28 minute episode where we get, with commercials, not commercials, but with intro and the intermission end up being 30. But if you're a little bit longer, it'll be worth it. But I want to unpack this right. So let me start out by saying this. You will never see power, never see your purpose or your destiny until you are willing to go through your broken season. Because your broken season is going to happen. It's how you maneuver through it. And if you're willing to go through it and you're willing to grow through it, you're going to come on the other side better. Because it is something that is necessary for you to see who you really were supposed to be. Because right now, or over the last several years of your life, decades, whatever, you are a result of the environment you was raised in, the environment you worked in, the environment you went to school in, you were everybody's opinion of you, what people spoke into you, whether you're negative, positive, whatever, and you become that person. And then, for me, it's God, for you, whatever your faith circle is, has to break you back down to your least common denominator so you can truly see what you was created to be. But in order to break you back down, it's saying this, you're going through a workout if you go to the gym. Anytime you have growth, trauma is necessary. Let me say that again. In order to have growth, trauma is necessary. And I'm not saying it has to be this great trauma, but even on a cellular level, when a person work out, they break open the muscle cell and releases protein in the blood that tells the body, I need to grow in that area before that trauma comes again so I can withstand that same stressor. That's the same with us mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. That in order to grow, we must get broken. So with that being said, brokenness, by simple definition, says this. It's when you are reduced to fragments, ruptured, and not functioning properly. That means, in order for you to function in the way that you was intended and purposed here to be and to do, you're going to have to get broken down to your fragments. Some ruptures might take place. It might get messy and bloody, now metaphorically speaking. But you're going to be, because right now, until you get broken, you're functioning. You're not functioning properly. So in order to function properly, you got to get back to your original making. I read something in my faith circle, and I'll share with you guys. Somebody had wrote on this article I was reading, why? They asked God a question, why? He wanted to know why we had to go through the breaking. And the first statement I read was this: because our brokenness connect us to each other. That's the first part of it. And I'm gonna stay here for a second. Do you understand the only reason you're able to empathize with somebody is because you probably have been through what they've been through and you grew from that? That is brokenness at its finest, but that is your brokenness becoming a gift to somebody else. Now you see why I call it the gift of brokenness. And then it says, again, in my faith circle, it says our brokenness brings us to Christ. For you, it might be something else. I'm just talking about me. Again, I don't judge y'all. I love y'all the same. And it does that because it's bringing our broken hearts to our original maker. Because like I've said episodes before, that anytime something is broken, it is best fixed or repaired by the original manufacturer. And that's the one we can make whole. And then when we share our broken experiences to others, it brings meaning to us. And then the connections we make with those other people, when we share our story, it brings healing to them in the same aspect as we journey and got our healing for us when we're back to our maker. So brokenness is necessary. And I would tell you this, your maker, your creator has to break you to make you. And I would say the first brokenness I'm going to talk about, and I won't talk about it long because the other two are more relatable, is when you get mentally broken, which is why I've said several times, mental health is so pivotal and key to who we are becoming, so we become the best version of ourselves. Because it's the old wise man once said, it's the test of time. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. But whatever man thinketh, so be it to him. So when you start thinking things and you're getting things in your head, and if you don't process it right, and then you get broken mentally, you start functioning properly, those thoughts drop into your heart. And once they drop into your heart, you start speaking out of your mouth. And all of a sudden, because the power of life and death is in your tongue, instead of speaking wholeness and healing into your situation, you're speaking brokenness and you're giving it power. And depending on what you believe in, who you believe in, you're speaking death when your maker is trying to speak life into you. When your creator has put people around you who's speaking life into you. And instead of coming in agreement with them because you're mentally broken and hadn't allowed the healing to take place, you come in agreement with the dark side, or you come in agreement with the devil, whatever you believe in. And there's so much of power in agreement. So who you'll choose or what you'll choose to agree with determines the path you're going right now, determines the path you come off of. So if you're on a broken path, going through broken things, going through dark moments, and you connect with somebody at the fork in the road that's speaking life into your dark situation and come and agree with them, and you start working on your mental health, then you get off that path of darkness, of brokenness mentally. But if you come and agree with the dark side, the broken side of mentally and saying, oh, I am this person, I am who they say I am, I'm never going to be better, I'm never going to be this, I am who my mom said, you never know good, you're going to be worse than your daddy, you're going to be worse than your mother, whatever those things are that have been in your head all this time, whatever that trauma was, you have to choose life. You have to choose to not stay broken mentally, because if you stay broken mentally and it gets into your heart, you start feeling that, you start living that. That becomes your soul seat or your emotional seat, which we're going to get into in the second segment. So my challenge to you is to deal with whatever has broken your mind. So now you can start getting your soul in order and your spirit. Because it's crazy, your spirit always wants light. But we choose sometimes to envelop, to surround it with darkness, and it's fighting to get out. It's fighting to get out of that broken state. Because it's been encapsulated with all the negativity in the world, negativity in your environment, negativity of things spoken over you. Because your spirit is the original state. Your spirit, what you're supposed to be, and all the answers are in it. That's the gift that's within. That was the greatest gift ever given to you. But because of what the world has done, what people have said, and they've broken your spirit, it's still a little light there trying to get out. We'll get into that later. So as I close this first segment, brokenness is a gift because it helps you see that you're not functioning properly. And then you get a desire to become whole again, and you want to chase. You want to start looking what's going to get you there. And you're going to start coming into agreement with the right people. And then the gift of brokenness becomes the greatest gift because it becomes the gift that keeps on giving once you reach your whole state, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Because if you don't get those in order, it will affect you spiritually. Affect you physically and manifest in your body. And then after that, nothing else matters. I hope you enjoyed that first segment. We're going to take our break. I'm Miracles One. We'll be back in 36 seconds. All right, people, we're back for segment two of the BPC, the Broken Pieces Chronicles podcast, all about the BS. It's crazy. If you know from the original early episodes, and I was so raw, and laying the foundation, I told you BS stands for broken spirit. Not realizing it as we go into year, I guess almost what you say, year three, because March would be 2 years, that I'm really dealing with this brokenness and the purpose of the broken spirit. So you can become the gift you were created to be. So we start segment two, leaving off. It wasn't a call to action. It's not a call to action episode. This is a conversational episode. I just have a conversation with you guys like I always have. And not so much telling you about what to do, but telling you how to get you. And how do I get you to understand you? Understand the pain. Understand. Breathe. I understand the journey to get to this place. It is so crazy as I get ready to talk about the emotional, the soul seat. My emotions are on peak right now. Mental brokenness is one thing. And sometimes we can mask that. We're good at that. But that emotional brokenness, you only can go so far before it just comes out. Which is why we started the first segment with the mental. Because those thoughts, those things that people are saying to hurt you, how they are making you feel less than because they didn't value, they didn't appreciate you. And you start feeling that in your heart because you start believing that in your head. It can create depression and all types of things that can come up in your heart and your soul seat and your emotions. And I get you. Man, do I get you. But I'm here to tell you and encourage you and tell you at the end of all this, it's a glorious light. It's going to make sense if you can just battle through this broken season and you grow from it. And then you get birthed into who you were supposed to be. It's going to be worth it. So let me tell you what emotional brokenness is. This is what I read. It said emotional scarring from deep wounds of the past. And then what it says is so powerful. And this is what I need you to get. Number one, we all have emotional scarring at some point because we are humans dealing with humans. So we are imperfect people dealing with imperfect people. And no matter how much they love you or try to love you, they're going to make a mistake and you're going to make a mistake too. in order to love, you must be willing to get hurt. And they go hand in hand. And sometimes you're going to love the wrong person. And they're not going to love you back rightly. And they're going to hurt you. Don't give up on loving. Trust me, I got a t-shirt and many awards. But I finally hit a season in my life where I said, I got one more because I hit my second half of a century. I got one more real relationship and I got one marriage left in my system. Because when I do it this time, I'm going to do it right. Why? Because I went through the broken season so I can see who I really were, who I really am. And because I knew because of the cost of getting to this place, mentally, emotionally, and eventually spiritually. We get into that third segment, in the conclusion. I'm not willing to go through that again, to have to redefine and find myself all over. And so I get it. But even though it says emotional scarring for deep wounds of the past, that could be loved ones, family members, or loved ones, people you wanted to love and be that person, and they weren't a placemaker, they were a space taker, and you tried to make them a placemaker. You tried to love them into that place because you were still broken yourself. And you was trying to fix them. And you realize it now, you're like, I can't ever do that again. That's called growth. That means you have grew from your brokenness. That means you have done the second half of the statement. It says sometimes brokenness makes us a victim. For others, it motivates us to be strong. We all have gone through that victim season. And our emotional brokenness. But eventually we say, I'm tired of being the victim. I'm not going to sit here and waddle in my pain anymore. I'm not going to sit here and give somebody power that's not even in my life, that's moved on in theirs. I'm going to become stronger because of this. I'm going to put my big boy drawers on. I'm going to put my big girl panties on. I'm going to put whatever I am on. And I'm going to get up. I'm going to move away. I'm mentally strong already. Now let me get my soul right. Let me get emotionally strong and stop giving people a power that don't even exist in your present or most definitely not in your future. That's what you have to do with your emotional brokenness. It is that simple. You either can choose to stay the victim, because yes, you were a victim at some point because you didn't deserve to get treated like that. You didn't deserve to not be loved the way you want to be loved. But we got to take some accountability because we chose broken, because we were broken. If we had done the work within ourselves, we would have saw brokenness from a mile away and said, I can keep you at a distance. I can pray for you. I can speak life into you, but I can't bring you into my place or allow you to take up space because your brokenness would break mine. Because I was once you, I was the victim and I allowed other victims around me. But now I'm going to be the hero and I'm going to speak to where you are and tell you you can make it and tell you you don't have to stay there because I've gotten stronger because of it. So I went from a victim, from a zero to a hero because I kept trying to add my half to another half, and two halves don't make a whole, people. Maybe in fractions they do, but if both of us are half and we are broken, we can never fill each other up because we're pouring into cracked vessels. But once you hold yourself, you can pour a little out into somebody who's broken and just show a little love and say, hey, let me just help you patch up some of those cracks. But I can't stay around to fill up all of them because then I'm empty myself, because you can't pour into me if you're leaking because you're still emotionally broken. You might have mentally figured it out, but you hadn't allowed that mental fortitude to get deep into your heart and start speaking to you and start speaking to that place because you hadn't allowed enough light in to light the dark corners that you hadn't dusted off. So I implore you in this season, in this holiday season, that you say, I am a gift to be poured out and given to the world so they don't have to go through what I went through because I got the blueprint. I'm not going to stay here no more in this place because I'm a gift that keeps on giving. It's not just at Christmas time, it's year round. It gives you purpose. It gives you life. It gives you power. Isn't that what this podcast has always been about? The greater your purpose, the greater your pain. But the greater your pain, the greater your growth. And you never see growth without pain. And like I've always said, When you're picking this podcast, you're not just picking up pieces, you're picking up power. Because I'm having a conversation with you so you don't have to go through what I went through. I come each week and I pour myself out. I pour my stories out. I pour my gifting out. I pour some of my pain out. So you don't have to walk through what I walk through if you just listen to me. Because of who I serve and who I believe in, no matter what you believe in, he will allow me to pour my light and pour my gift into you because he wants to pour into me and constantly pour into me. Because at the end of the day, he was the greatest gift that was ever given. Which is why I always tell you guys, whatever you believe is, it's okay because I believe in what I believe. I'm going to pray for you regardless. And if you ever decide you want to switch sides and jump the fence, whatever, I will introduce that gift to you and allow you to take part in it. But if you don't decide to, I'm still going to use that gift for you as I pray and ask God to bless you no matter what you believe in. Because isn't that what love looks like? Isn't that what unconditional love looks like? But on this day, this one part of my podcast, we have churches that are filled with people who only go to church on Easter and Christmas. And we try to force feed them our release, our religion, and say, join this Sunday, join this Sunday. But a lot of them was coming here because they was broken. And they just wanted love. They didn't want to be forced into nowhere and forced into nothing. Just love on me and then I will choose you. Because the greatest gift you can give somebody, which was the greatest gift given us, was free will. He allowed us to choose us whenever we got to a place we got sick and tired of being sick and tired. We got to a place of brokenness where we couldn't fix ourselves. We tasted the world and we saw it wasn't good, but we got a piece of him, a piece of that light. And we realized that the religions I was working in, because it was religions, and I had a relationship with a religion, not a person, not a being. And it wasn't working. So then in free will, we chose love that was already being poured out. That's what should be going on. So when I tell you, whatever you believe in, keep coming back each week because I'm not going to force what I have when you keep loving on you and pour out. But if you want some of it, you can email me at thebpcpodcast@gmail.com. Or you can write me a question through Spotify and say, hey, I want some of what you have. I want some of that light. And I will lead you in that. That prayer. I'm going to lead you. I'm going to do something I usually don't do. I'm going to do it at the end of this podcast because I'm going to offer it. I'm going to offer that gift that keep giving it to me. But if you don't take it, guess what? I'm still going to be here loving on you when you come back. Because I'm emotionally whole, but I'm also spiritually whole. To where I know if I love on you or not. And you keep coming back and something keeps changing your life. And I'm telling you where I'm getting my power from. You're going to feel a love you never felt before. Which is what this holiday season and my side of the fence is really about. And no matter what you believe, it's about giving. It really is when you get to the root of it. It's about love. But it's called Christmas for a reason, if that's what you believe in. But anyway, that's all I have for you for this second segment. Emotional brokenness. But my call to action is to say this. You say from this point forward, I'm not going to be a victim. I'm going to be a hero. I'm going to go out and I'm going to help somebody else get up and let them know that you have power too. That is a gift of. I'm Miracles One. I'll be back in 36 seconds. And that last segment is going to be short. All right, people, this is it, the finale of the gift of brokenness, the gift that keeps on giving. I know last segment got a little emotional, but it had to, because I need you to feel the passion of why I keep coming back every week. or why I'm doing this. It never was about likes. It never was about how fast I could build this platform. How fast could I get sponsorships? I firmly believe that in my faith circle and what I believe, that when you are faithful with little God, it makes you faithful with much. If I was just reaching one person at a time, like I always said, I'm doing my job. But the fact that we're in 30 countries, and I say we because it's not me, it's me and God, is saying a lot. So as I deal with the very last part of your brokenness, which is your spirit, it's not a long thing to deal with. It's not going to be a 10-minute segment. A wise man once said, and you can Google this, said, consider it all joy, my brothers and sisters. When you encounter various trials, things you go through, knowing that it's just testing your faith. It's testing the things that you can't see but you hope for. But what it produces is endurance. It produces perseverance. And it allows you to become whole. It makes you complete and perfect. And the word perfect in the language of where that statement came from, like I said, you can Google it, I'll read it again in a second, means spiritually mature. And it says lacking in nothing. That means, it says, consider it all joy, my brothers and sisters, when you encounter various trials, relations, knowing that the test of your faith produces endurance, produces patience, produces all these things. And let that endurance have its perfect work, the result. It says you need to be perfect, complete, lacking in nothing. That means once you get your mental and emotional brokenness in place, you allow it to become whole, you get to the place of wholeness, and then you let that work that has been done on those parts, because that was the work that your faith circle allowed you to go through, so you can finally get back to your original being, who you was created to be. And now you're lacking in nothing because you're whole. You could be broke externally, no money, no nothing, but now you got internal peace, you got internal happiness, internal joy, things that money can buy, and you can conquer the world because you found yourself and you can start over from that place. That's what a whole spirit looks like. That's what true power is, and that's the greatest gift you can ever have, is to have a whole spirit with a whole mind, soul, body. See, man, your body is just the vessel that carries all of that around. But once it becomes whole, there's nothing that can stop you. Because now you are who you was purposed to be. Now you are the gift that keeps on giving. Because you can share your blueprint and stories with others. So you'll be okay. And with that being said, as I get ready to close this segment, I told you it wasn't going to be long. I don't do this. I probably do this 5 or 6 times throughout the year. But I'm going to tell you the greatest gift I ever received. It wasn't a church. It wasn't a building. It was me saying, you know what, God? I've tried the world. I've tried to do things my way. I've tried to serve different masters, believe in a Baptist religion. Nothing wrong with Baptist religion. Music, because that was mine. But I didn't have a relationship with you. I didn't realize the love you was pouring out. Unconditionally, you was trying to woo me to you. And I was choosing the world and doing my own thing and playing with some dark side stuff. Nothing too dark. When I say dark, meaning I was in the world doing my thing. Those that understand their gift. And then I finally chose you. And I start this journey. Didn't turn overnight, didn't change overnight, still a work in progress. I start this journey to find out who I really was. And then I start this journey of going through having the best personal training in the world, which was the spirit of your son who you sent us down this earth. So I'm going to pray this simple prayer and going to tell you, if you want to pray it, pray it. If not, you can fast forward through it. You can jump forward 30 seconds and go past. That's your choice. I'm going to give you the option. I'm going to present the gift that I was given. And you can repeat after me. You can say, Father God, I know I'm a sinner. I know the way I have been living is not the way that I was purposed to be. And on this day, on Christmas Eve, or whatever you celebrate, but on Christmas Eve, but I acknowledge that you came on this earth in a gift, in a present, as your son, as Jesus Christ, and you gave yourself for us. You allowed yourself to be broken, to have your bones broken, to have your organs broken, have everything fail, and then mentally just fail. But your spirit didn't give up, and you made it to the cross, and you died for us. So we can have the gift of your spirit, the Holy Spirit, the perfect personal trainer to take us through life. And so on this day, I give myself to you. I accept you as my Savior. And from this day, I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen. That is my gift to you. I'm not going to say Merry Christmas. I'm not going to say Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and all that. I'm just going to say that is my gift to you. Because this gift that was given according to this calendar was never about a holiday. It was about a holy day. And love was pouring out. Love was broken to become a gift to us. And like I told you, if you didn't pray that prayer, nothing changes. I'm not going to manipulate you and say, if you lead a day, you won't get the chance tomorrow. I don't know when your time is. That's a chance and choice you make and take. Or you choose to believe whatever you believe, and I'm still going to love on you because that's what I do. That's what I'm going to continue to do. But I offer the gift that was given to me. So as I close, I hope you've enjoyed this episode. It was a blessing and an honor for me to be able to come like this in this broken moment, but in my whole state to share why my brokenness and how you can turn your pain into power as we get ready to start a new year. As I always say, thank you so much for the big ass. Keep supporting, keep sharing, and most definitely share this episode. Subscribe, review, send me questions. And understand, if you're going to go through it, you might as well go through it. And most definitely that you picked up power. But now you understand pain and how it's connected to purpose. I'm Miracles One, and I'm out until next week for the last episode of the year. Love you guys to life, and hope you enjoyed the greatest gift.